it has not removed what the company calls egregious content. Parlay calls itself an unbiased free speech social network. It's popular with people banned from Twitter. U.S. President Donald Trump has been banned permanently from Twitter following his supporters ransacking the U.S. Capitol in a siege in which several people died. Google says Parlay has not removed posts which could incite violence. Apple has also warned Parlay it will remove it from its App Store if it doesn't temper its content. On Parlay, the app's chief executive said, quote, "We won't cave to politically motivated companies and those authoritarians who hate free speech." Parlay was launched in 2018 and became popular among Trump supporters and other conservatives, including Fox News host Sean Hannity and Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Conservatives have frequently criticized Twitter and Facebook for censoring their speech. Twitter has removed a tweet by Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei suggesting coronavirus vaccines made in the United States and Britain are untrustworthy. Twitter said the post violates its rules. The supreme leader's tweet said this: "Importing vaccines made in the U.S. or in the U.K. is prohibited. They're completely untrustworthy. It is not unlikely they would want to contaminate our nations." That's the end of his tweet. And he added in another tweet, actually it was the same tweet, "Given our experience with France's HIV-tainted blood supplies, French vaccines aren't trustworthy either." Twitter later removed the tweet and replaced it with a message that said it was no longer available because it violated the Twitter rules. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. A plane thought to have 62 people on